Bolinda presents this unabridged recording of Postmodernism, A Beginner's Guide, written by Kevin Hart and read by Christine Williams. People do not agree about what postmodernism is, where to go to see its main sites, or even if one can distinguish its central features from others that are less significant. Several people hailed as central figures in the postmodern landscape reject the label of postmodern in no uncertain terms. Some postmodernists tell us that there is no fixed landscape anymore, and after listening to them for long enough, we might come to think that their own thoughts and words do not form a stable terrain either. And yet there is no shortage of people offering to take you on a tour. As it happens, here comes a guide. He is wearing a badge with vertical stripes of blue, white, and red, and printed over them, Le Tour de Postmodernisme. It seems promising. After all, you've heard that postmodernism is a thoroughly French thing, and so you sign up without delay. The tour will take place in a lecture theater, you are told, and will introduce you to various thinkers and writers. One name has already been written on the board, Jean-François Lyotard, 1925-98, and underneath it is the title of one of his books, The Postmodern Condition, A Report on Knowledge, originally published in French in 1979. It was Lyotard, the lecturer has begun, speaking in excellent English with only a whiff of a French accent, who made a generation attend to the word postmodern. Of course, the word itself had been used before. It can be found as far back as the 1870s, and perhaps some of you Americans have read Bernard Iddings Bell's book Postmodernism and Other Essays. No? Well, it was published in Milwaukee in 1926 and indicated a new kind of religious believer, someone not taken with liberal theology. But as we say in France, les choses ont changé, things have changed, and the word now means something else.